We're back here at RSN Studios here on the Reeves site, and just wanted to let you know about a story that I saw in the paper just now. A passerby takes off with a man's cash. It happened on Charlotte Road. A moment of inattention cost a 62-year-old Rutherfordton man more than $700. According to a Rutherfordton Police Department report, the man laid his wallet on top of his vehicle about noon Monday at a business along Charlotte Road. Then he pulled back onto Charlotte Road with the wallet still there. Before he had realized what he had done, the wallet fell off of his vehicle and the money came out of the wallet. The RPD report says several vehicles stopped in the roadway and the passengers got out, picked up some of the money and left. Two Rutherford County Sheriff's Office deputies came by at that time and helped retrieve $311 of the $1,040 that had been in the wallet. The wallet also contained a driver's license, a Visa debit card, and assorted other cards and papers. Police are asking for the public's help in recovering the wallet. Anyone who found the wallet is asked to turn it in at the RPD on Main Street. Police also said if anyone wants to turn in money that was picked up on the highway, no charges will be filed and no questions will be asked. Now, here's the thing I'd like to say about it. How stupid do you have to be to lay your wallet on the top of your car? Are you that dumb? You deserve to lose the money. Leave your wallet in your pocket. Because if you leave your wallet in your pocket, you might not lose the money. But, oh, he's a 62-year-old. You got to feel better for him. You got to feel bad for the man. No, I don't. Just because you're 62 years old doesn't mean that you're excused for being stupid. And that's exactly what you were. Stupid. To put your wallet on top of that car, you now are out $700, which makes about, $300 Australian. Right about now, since the United States dollar is so bloody weak. What else is in the news, people? Well, we'll just take a look. Town sets demolition policy. It's a Spindell story. Well, why don't they just destroy the town? They're doing a damn good job of it right to begin with the way that they have no tax base anymore except people that own houses there, which probably are very few. Most people actually rent there, more than likely. So Spindell's probably going to demolish themselves soon. I mean, blimey, you got bleeding Stonecutter Mill that's empty. The old Spindell Mill's empty. The two Mastercrafts are empty. Regtrol's fixing to close. The old Bonworth building is going to close soon, probably, or at least be a warehouse, which won't make any money. Burke's Outlet's leaving. There's no business in the old Kmart. There's no business in the old Walmart. Yeah, you got Big Lots, but how much money can you make from that place? Oh, you got Isothermal Community College. Oh, that's bleeding great. So, just destroy the town. I'm sure Rutherfordton and Forest City would like to take it over. I mean, really, what's the use of it anymore? It's pretty much become non-existent. Oh, but what about Daniel Furniture? It ain't there anymore, people. Hardly anything's there. Oh, you got M's2, Mudbones, stuff like that. Please. It's a desperate attempt to try and resurrect a dying city. Let it die in peace. Let it merge with either Forest City or Rutherfordton, or be split between the two. It's time to put it out of its bleeding misery. And I know because I used to live there. But no more. I live in much better Rutherfordton, North Carolina. Although I'd rather live in my dreamland of Australia. And speaking of that, good night, good luck, and may the good news be yours. And of course, good day, mates. All right, enough of that.